虽然路线没错，而且咱们奥斯汀区的你看这有点儿塞，咱们比如说both sides and collage with each other. So we say one polygon is better than other. We suppose use quantitative measure. We still are now calculate both one single packet or frame successful rate. We still everybody is p. So the one successful rate is p times one minus p n to the one. Compare that one is you get better because this you only cut because the log is already synchronized, right? So that means each time slot you only one guy allowed to do that, alright? So that means this the time slot. So for example, in the beginning here you have n people. Right? So one of you is successful, same, is right? That means at the same time, the rest not same probability of one minus p, you have n minus one person, is right? So this is the probability. Be careful, in the pure one means, so this you send the area, is right? So the previous one, for example, is looking like this, and the next one looking like this. So they have no coordination. So that means your successful probability is p. Previous one, the n minus one person do not send, and the next one nobody send. So in terms of compare, this is pure one, this is new one. So this is the power part is n minus one. The pure one is equal to p, one minus p, two n minus one. This is worse than this one, So then we calculate the probability is you have n, this p is right. This is single. This is single one. You have n. That means n each person successful probability. So then you get this one. In the end, the maximum efficiency is 0.36. That means double original 0.16. So that means successful rate is twice as pure Aloha. So that's why the slot Aloha better 16.8. Alright. So how to write similarly like the previous one? You do derivation, right? Then you get this one. Then you use that value for the derivation. So in the end, you divide is one after e. That's we put the progress is Aloha, slot Aloha, the performance better, right? Now we talk about CDNA. This is, as I said, in the second generation, third generation, G, 2G, 3G used quite a lot. Carrier sense multiplexing. So that means listen before talk. That means you send your friend. Before that, you need check the channel whether someone already doing that. How to sense? Detect whether there are any of the transmission activity in the channel. So this is the different sensor devices, like checking whether the channel energy going up or the voltage or the current. So that's the physical layer we cannot explore. So there have further divided as the following three different modes. Low persistent, one persistent, p persistent. So-called p means also probability. Alright. Now we talk about the first case, low persistent CSMA. Oscillation sensor, the particle basically is looking like If the channel is busy, it will not continue sensing the channel. You know, you should be stopped for a while, then you re-listen to the object. Instead, delay a random time period. This period we call the back off in the communication sense, and come back and listen again. If the listener, you know, if this channel busy, you just take the address, you know, run the amount of time, then check whether still busy is right. If no busy, nobody there, then you transmit. If channel is idle, you just transmit. Then, you know, you transmit, as I said, someone else maybe also transmit, didn't know where you are in existence. In that case, you know, if you collide, now this is work, then you back off, okay? Then start up and this on until you transmit or you give up, okay? That's the so-called no-persistent CSMA. Now we talk about what's called one persistent CSMA, okay? So, the same, the only difference on stage on use of the middle sensor channel. If channel busy, you just wait until it become idle, okay? Whenever the sense channel is idle, it will transmit, okay? If a collision occurs, it will delay a random period, okay, and stop, okay? That means, you know, you're doing this just busy or collided, just waiting a while, then doing it again. This is persistent. P, persistent, means, okay, let's look at this. First of all, you apply slogging channel, okay? Or station sense the channel, okay? If the sense idle channel is transmitted, even this empty, nobody use, you will send your message. You have a probability, not just the original one. It's one, means 100%. So once I take the item, I just send. That's the probability is one. Now I use a certain probability, the P, to defer, you know, whether I should send at this moment. So if you do not send, that means 1 minus P, right? So if sensor busy, you delay a random time, a number of random time, and start again. So now we look at the curves, so the different algorithm, alright? So look at the pure aloha. So that means you successfully, typically you about you know, 3 times you were success, you know, but the probability very low because 0.18 is right, less than 20%. So then if I use slot aloha average about 7 times, okay, I can successfully that, but the probability almost 0.36 is right in the middle, in here, all right? So then you use one persistent one, you know, this once you detect that nobody use, you just said this is one, you know, persistent one is roughly similar like slot aloha, but you know, in terms of the probability, much higher, is nearly 50%. Okay, so if you you know, you get a chance, you detect that it's other, whether I need send is 50% probability, alright? So you get a, but this time you get a longer, you know, you average about 9 times you send, the probability almost you got 70%. Certainly in practice, for example, 0.1, so you even idle, you send the probability very, very small. So 0.1, 0.1. In this case, you may be up to several hundreds of times. You get, then you're certainly able to send a probability. Successful rate is 1. So from these curves, you can see some kind of trade-off. Like this one, very simple. This a little bit of synchronization. This one you need to try many times to get successful. So in practice, that's also you can see from here. This is early, very
there to YouTube or in the video, major this military program. So now is from here is basically is commercial use, not you guys, it is mobile communication. So that means you need a very high successful rate. So that's why we got the CSMAP persistent one. Okay, so now that carrier sensor multiplexy, multi-access. But in commercial, we also have so-called collision detection. Okay, what's called collision detection? That means during you send calls, you're able to detect whether the collision happens. Okay, collision detect within a shorter time. Collision test, once you detect, you know, you collide with someone, you transmit during the middle. You find someone also transmission at this moment. Once you are aware the other person transmission, you just avoid, means you continue, you just waste the time because you know the receiver wouldn't get it. Also, this is sometimes called coming, you know, coming. Is polluted, okay? So that's not good. So similarly, the other person wants to detect a beeping, they also abort. That means unsuccessful. So this is called, you know, a collision detection, all right? So this actually is a commercial step, actually 802.3 in the early days, okay? So we give you a very specific example, okay? So this is suppose one, the yellow one is one guy, you send your wireless video, right? That's you have a propagation delay. So in the very beginning, this time slot zero, you send, you know, you detect that nobody send in terms of signal, okay, you send, okay, you just do it too. But you know, in terms of T1, this have a propagation delay. In this point, you know, you back to here, you here, okay? This is detected because they didn't sense any other transmission. Actually, this guy already transmitted, but in this side, because signal propagation delay, they didn't aware, means empty. I can start transmitting. So after a certain point, in this time the point, so they are, you know, actually signal have already interference with each other. So in this case, you can see here the packet. This area means you have collided with each other, that's right? Then you're able to detect that not you know, immediately, you maybe have a bigger delay, you're aware of each other, okay? So in this case, both transmission, this guy and the yellow and the red is abort current transmission because you are collided with each other interference, so nobody is successful. Okay, that's called CD, collision detection algorithm. What's the specific isolated algorithm? This is for wired as well. Receive telegram from networking layer. You know, we are talking about currently it's a link layer, right? Create a friend. Okay. If NIC, network card, sensor channel, if idle, start transmission. If busy, just waiting. Okay, then transmit. Okay, where we are talk. If NIC transmit the entire frame without collision, this is done. Okay, successful. If we detect the other transmission, so the current one abort means you're not successful in the time. So then you are waiting time. The waiting time basically is we call the back off. You know, what's the next time you want to transfer? They give so called the call. That means that M, you know, if M is not, that means waiting is, you know, you have. Carry, okay, so that means M means you have 0, means 1, 2, 0, 2, 1, 3, 2,
carry to this the time you want to transform. Okay.
So we see the new friend basically is that. So in practice, you know, what's the overall the throughput? That means individual condition probability times the number of users. Okay. So there have this is just the two nodes. Okay. The network is one plus the denominator plus phi t. Tp is the propagation time. This is a singular frame transmission time. Okay. One is physical value, the singular, okay, nothing to do with this packet, this is others. So you can see here, you know, even the worst case is better than Aloha. Aloha is a very early one, and also very the worst one, compared to the later one. Okay. Even the CD collision detection doesn't work well in wireless channel. First of all, it's very you know, hard to detect whether it's errors in some practice.
Difficult to control wireless channel hitting and exploratory problem. So called a hidden problem is, I can show you guys.
So suppose this is A, this is B, okay, this is C,
okay, A and communication B, is right? So the C actually your transmission, C in your ring, okay? And B, okay, transmission, B is also C in the ring. So then, you know, this case, actually, interference, they both can hear. So, also this transmission, for example, to D, so you can interference A and B. So, A and B didn't know where this guy is in this case.
So, that's CA is avoided. What's, you know, CA, CD means, okay? So before, first the sense, that's the same. Figure access right, time spacing, and computation, similar like Aloha. So this is for wireless one. Wireless actually is very popular. It's called H0, 2.11. This is like ABG. And X, A, B, so many of them is for wireless internet, like central network. You need to check out all that. Many variables, wireless protocol. Okay, so we are talking about so far, you know, channel partition we already mentioned, random one. So random one means, as we mentioned, that is Aloha, and later talk about CS, MNA, you know, TDCS, and all of this one. So the last one we were wanted to talk about is token based ticket change. This is more like real world things, okay? Suppose like here, you have four hosts, okay? So you transmission data. So in this case, you have a master. Master take care of you. So you, the master first this running with the run means this time your turn. If you do not have anything, you just give up, that's right? So if your turn you have something to transmit, you can transmit. Everybody should wait. This time now bring the next one. So that means everybody take turns to transmit. So that's better, okay? So access in the struggle in run, each node gate is turned during a run. Master node in Y node to transmit, you know, the queuing by master. Typically use simple devices. You have in this case, okay, for master to call, you know, there's someone here. here, for example, have you saw this diagram? So the first send to you, this is for delay, then you send the data back, right? So if this is sometimes is unnecessary because this is overhead, all right? So the next one, you report to this guy. So that's the one issue, if the master broken down, so the system is become chaos because the Google there further coordinate your guys' transmission data. So this is the weakness. Also, you know, you need some coordinate. So the port time is some degree of delay. So it's not good. Then, so-called take turns.
Okay.
This means,
okay, everybody, this, we put a circle. Okay.
The circle is just a virtual expression.
Everybody take turns.
Okay. So, you have a token. This is like, what do we say here? You get this, someone give you a permit. Okay. In all the group, we only one, each time only one person get this token, this permit. If you receive permit, you can do transmission. If you do not this permit, you wouldn't can do things. Like if you take a train, you must bring your ID, right? Without the ID, ID is not good. Because this means you get a specific permission. Only one person can get it. So once you get it, you can do transmission. Once you without, you wouldn't do that. So at any time point, you only one person can get it transmitted. Okay? So control token pass from one node to the next sequentially. Token this is very short message, take a control message. So this you can see here, for example, this guy, okay, the second guy got token. He doesn't have anything to send. Then token to third guy, we have a data to transmit, okay. Then this one is also have sensing, you know, if the turkey, you hold the turkey, then you lost the turkey. So the rest of the world wouldn't do any further, you know, because you nobody get the turkey in the end. So this is not good. Also, you know, the latency. So both cases, like, you know, the previous one, master, slave, and the turkey, for very small size, networks are not enough, dozens, hundreds, it's okay. If millions of these things, the delay is unbearable, too much. Okay, so we already mentioned you know, MAC layer. We specifically talk you know, different kind of you know, multimedia, the common channel and media. We do several, three different ways to do that. Channel partition, TDMA, time division multiplexing, frequency multiplexing, and code, you know, orthogonal code, is right. Then we talk about random access, Aloha, slotted Aloha, carrier sensor, you know, MAC access, and content collision detection, collision avoidance, makes sense. Finally, we talk about pit chains. So this is from that. Bluetooth actually got the TDMA. All right, so we have 20 minutes left. Maybe we continue to talk about this part of finish today. Now we will be going to the next one. Today, like Aloha, small Aloha, this part in some theory work is important, certainly for your you know, exam, you really have such questions. Error detection, as we mentioned, you know, you use from the sender to receiver, this is just the label nodes, okay? So if you, the receiver found the error, some degree, the receiver can detect the error, can make a correction, do not ask the sender to send again. In some cases, you know, you detect the error, you are not able to correct the error, but you can make your sender to send again. Alright? So, error detection, redundancy. Okay. So for example, we have this one. This is in this diagram, right? Suppose, as I mentioned, the payload is D. So EDC means you be careful every detector and control bit. This is extra bit, okay?
Not the customer pay, rather you want to make sure the packet correctly delivered to the receiver.
So this is the channel, is right? Like one is medium, maybe get an error. You receive the D prime, okay? This is EDC, another extra bit, okay? So then this detection condition, whether D prime is okay, you know, equals D original one. If yes, you okay. If no, means you detect error. Even yes, as I said, not all the errors from left side to here you detect. Maybe you skip, but you know, still let you pass. So that's the possibility, but the chances more. Okay. So as you mentioned, error detection not 100% reliable. That means even someone you can pass through, but maybe still get an error. But if you do get an error detection, that's 100% is an error. Okay. So do you understand this sentence? All right. Okay. So a particle may miss some errors. You know, you pass in this, but actually it's an error over there. Larger EDC field, you have better detection and correction, but more overhead, turn off.
So this is very important. For example, you have 100 bit, okay? You put 50 bit EDC, that means 2 to 1. Then you can make a correction, at least 50 bit get errors. If you just use a similar bit, you know, that means 1% is right. So you only correct one bit.
So in this way, is because you transmit this part is redundant. You cost the energy consumption, you can occupy the benefits. So in practice, there are some kind of turn off, you know. All right. Link channel condition is not ideal. Transmission errors that occur and needs to be tell right or wrong. Okay. Frame is so constructed that contain relationship of orbits in the frame. Imagine if the received frame doesn't have a relationship, something will be wrong with the received redundancy bit, actually for correction purpose. All right. Okay. Now we will have a look. Very early day, we already informed or mentioned about this one. So you only, this is real data, it's right, deep bit. You only use a single bit to, this we call the parity checking, okay? So you put one extra bit. In this case, you know, you can count the number of ones, you know, the here. If it's old, you add it's one. If it's even one, you put a zero. You can count 3, 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 is old one. So you have one, okay? So this is what we call the module two. If the receiver side all is one, that means you are correct. If it's receiver side contains zero, that means your detection get an error. So single bit you get correct. If you have two more bits flipped, then you may get not. Okay, that's you are called one dimensional. So the two dimensions means every row you make it is similar way, every column you make a similar way. Like here, okay, 1, 2, 3, 1, you put one. This 4, 1, you got a zero. This 3, 1, you got a one. This column 2, 1, 0. 2, 1, 0. 3, 1, you got one. Because this all even, one. This is 2, 1, 2, 0. Okay, this is initial, you do it parity, okay. Now, for example, you get something wrong in here, okay. So then you're doing, you receive, you're doing parity, you got something done that in this sense. Check the value, put it in the UDP frame, check the field in the EDC, okay? Receiver calculate the checksum receive and check the checksum whether equals the original you transmit the data. Checksum, if they are identical, that means no error. Actually, no error detected. Maybe have an error, you don't know. If not, definitely have an error. So you may make a correction. So now we talk about very important technique, make a correction. This is called a syndicate redundancy check. Sometimes we call the CRC. Okay. So that means D is a data bit. Means you payload, how much data you want to transfer. G, bit pattern generator. Triple guard is a R plus one bit. So the generator, as I mentioned, you use the modern algebra called the circular group. I'm not sure you guys know the modern algebra, okay? So called the group field and ring. Do any of you guys done previously? Okay. If you don't, you got the that's the usual circular group. You make every things is supposed is a prime number, then you form things. You may do not even know that, but this is coding theory, the basic knowledge. Okay, if you are doing the coding, all right. So that means the G is generator is the circular group, the basic unit generator of the other elements in this group. So if R plus one bit, you actually in this EDC area on the R bit, this original data. Okay, this is the math behind. So usually XOR R. So the goal, if you put this R, that XOR R, you get original value. All right. So this is typical is modular two, because we use is binary to express that. This is like you can see, I mentioned that 83 to 11, they have A, B, E, A, G, A, B, the current about 11, more than this, behind them making of different political about the various communication since in the past 15 years, wrong and cheap. We don't want to understand that. So now we look at here, because the rest is R bit, this area should be is D times 2 to R, because the rest is still R bit. XOR, R is, as we mentioned, is the generator. This is generator, okay? So you get here, then your XOR here again, so then this is cancel, right? You get here, then this side you get XORR on the right, okay? So in the end, what's the remaining bit is here, reminder, okay? This means integer part, this is a reminder bit, all right? So for example, X, G is equal 1001. What mathematically means? So that means that you have, you have X, like this one, 1, 2, 3, 4, is right? So X is 3, 1, and plus X is 2, because that's 0, and plus 0, X, okay? And the last one is 1 times X, 0, okay? So that means you got a 1. If you math, that means x3 plus 1. This is the generator. Okay? Alright, we try to say, as we give more detail how you calculate. Okay, this is real data you want to transfer 10, triple 10. Okay? So you use this. G generator, you try to figure out the EDC part of R was looking like. We will give more detail, okay? So here is the diagram. This is your central part. This is your original data. Okay, the rest R is because R depends on the G, you know, which you use in the generator, okay? If G is R plus 1 bit, here you have R zeros, okay? Divisor is by, the G, okay? So in the end, is you get a remember, okay? This in the end, you only R bit. Okay, so then you send your data to, your label is original data plus CRC is your division part. So if the receiver in the end, you get your original data plus CRC, they still use the same G doing division, then check the remainder. If all the remainder is zero, that means no errors. Okay, that's correct. If not zero, the contents of one means rejection, means detect error. Okay, either you are local in the correction or send back to the sender. You send again. Okay. Now we will talk about how to calculate this one, okay, the CRC. Okay, this is our goal. So suppose we have a D1001, okay. Now we look at the G. The G is 1, 2, 3, 4, okay? So G, R plus 1, so that means the remaining only of 3, triple 0, you know, because this R plus 1, this R bit, okay? So then you do division, because each time this 4 bit, okay, you start from here, because it's 1, you just copy the divisor, 1, 0, 1, 1. This is usually is XOR operation. 1 1 become 0, right? 0 1 become 1, 0 0 become 0, and 1 1 become 0. Okay. So then you can see you move this gun, this mark you do incubation, right? The significant bit is become 0. You do not use divisor rather than all the zeros. Okay. Then you do the XOR 0 0 0 0 0 0. And 1 0, you got 1, okay? So then you use this one green here, 1 0 0 0, okay? This is the most significant bit is 1, so you use the divisor, 1 0 1 1, use XOR, 0 1 1 0 1 1 0 0 0 1 1 0, okay? Now you got 3, you put this one down, so now the significant bit is 0, you use 4 zeros, okay? So then 0, 0, you got 0, 1, 0, you got 1, XOR, 1, 0, or R, okay? So once this is finished, okay, this is a reminder, okay? So you send it to your destination or label. Original data is 1, 0, 0, 1, it's right? Now CRC, you got it, it's 1, 1, 0. Have you got it? Okay, this calculation very important. Okay, once you send this to the other side, as we mentioned, okay, so CRC already calculated, is right? So if the receiver received your data, it's looking like an ace, then still use the original divisor 1011, you can go home to practice, then the remaining part should be 000, okay? If not a 000, that means you get an error, you need a, make a correction. If less than RB, you can correct the local, alright? Okay, two cases at the receiver side, alright? One is we just calculate, it's not this, right? Okay, if in the receiver side you got this one, you still are using the divisor to do that, okay? First of all, the top is 1, we use divisor, become 0, 0, 1, become 1, 0, okay, then the top is 0, you put the zeros, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1, okay, then, you add this 1, you become 1, this is 1, you got 1, 0, 1, 1, then you triple 0, okay, then you put this 1, you got 0, so all 0, so that means got original value. So that means this transmission is correct, no errors. But if you in the receiver side, okay, for example, this one, they change the bit as zero. What do you do? Okay, you still are this divisor. Okay, the very beginning is 1 0. That become 1 0 1 become 1. This become 0. This become 0. Okay, 0 1 1 because you the receiver side this 1 going down. Okay, this is 0. Triple 0. 1 1 1. Okay, then you put this 1. It's 1. You use 1 0 1 1. Become 0, become 0, become 1, become 0. Okay, then you got here, the last is 0, because this is 1. You use 1, 0, 1, 1, 1, and 1, and this become 0. Okay, so this is not, you know, like the left hand side, okay, is your contact 1. That means this package transform. You get an error. Actually, you can already find. Original supposed 1 now become 0, alright? So, and this one basically we already talked about the CRC error detection. Usually is polynomial. For example, this division is 1 0 1 1 1 0 1 1. It's looking like this, as I just mentioned to you guys. So, how you can see this one, as I said, behind is mathematics, is group theory. Okay, it's actually circular group, all right? So this is a commercial use for the CRC-8. This already is an HM machine. You got secure use. You go to bank, you borrow money, you know, use your HM card. Actually, using this one, you know, this CRC data intense one is 10, extend to this one. ITU is International Telegraph Union. Early days, you use telegraph to send, you know, long term. This is a very powerful unit. So there's that, you know, this is for high definition TV transmission. This is 16. This local level is 32. Basically, you can say so complicated. Actually, this is group theory behind. I think that this is just a repeat the previous one. You go home to practice. Today we just finished here. Despite that, you should know the basic several logical like Aloha, pure Aloha.